Welcome back, Tim. It has been pointed out that you don't have to be a genius to predict the player at 33. Big key forward might start to get some soft tissue injuries.
Who's saying that?
A lot of people. You don't have to be an absolute genius. Hey, rugby league was back last night. Parramatta Eels defeated Brisbane 34-6. Our boys, the Storm in action on Saturday, and our man Ryan Pappenhausen joins us. G'day, Pap.
Gary and Tim, how are we?
Good to talk to you, my friend. What'd you make of last night? I'm sure you would have sat down and watched it. We're getting great feedback. The game appeared to be a bit quicker. The crowd noise was good. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good game of footy. Early on, both teams played pretty well, and then Parra ended up running away with it. But, overall, I thought it was a pretty good game, and I don't mind the rule changes.
Hey, can you help us out? We don't profess to be experts at all. What is the six again rule? Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, so rather than the referees awarding a penalty, they have opted to call six again, which means you get another set. Because there's no second referee in this next period of games, they thought it'd probably be a bit easier to make the game flow, and it's not as much pressure on a referee to blow a penalty in a crucial period of time, because if it's even and there's 5 minutes to go and the ref gives away a penalty and a team takes a two and there's a bit of controversy around that penalty, then it's I think there'll be a bit of another way to make the game flow and not pull everything up. And
it happened. Did it happen that way last night, you reckon?
Yeah, well, the first 5 minutes of the game, I think Parra had the ball. They got into the Broncos half and got 2 6 again calls, ended up scoring off the back of it. So when you think about it, it's a lot. You actually have to do a lot more work in defence if you get a six again against you, because I think they ended up making 22 tackles in a row. Whereas it's usually about six.
Hey, Paps, with just the one referee out there, a player's going to get away with a lot more than what they were able to previously?
We've been told that they're going to try to keep it as close to rounds one and two as possible and officiate it as rounds one and two were. So although that'll be a bit hard with one ref, I think last night they did a pretty good job. They've been doing work over the period, just like we have with training, so making sure that they try to keep it the same. Because if you change too much, we've already done 4 months of pre-season. So they understood that, and they've corresponded well with us players and a team. So I don't think too much will change, but it's just, yeah, those little rule changes, and I think they're fit to the game well, especially for us little blokes like me who will probably get a lot more opportunity.
I was going to say that little speedy outsiders like yourself are going to benefit from this.
Yeah, I think if you ask Big J Brom or Kenny what they think of it, they might have a different opinion, but I'm pretty happy with it.
And how difficult has it been to get sort of the body back in shape? And I'm not saying that you guys would have been out of shape in terms of fitness, but just that whole sort of banging into each other, that type of thing. Do you think the players and the rest of your teammates are ready for Saturday night?
Yeah, I think we are. We as soon as we got cleared to be able to do contact, bells are just straight away, just made it three times a week. We're going to do contact and get used to it that way. So it was a little mini pre-season, and our pre-season defence it's pretty brutal. So we got into that. So we've been doing it three times a week since we've been back. And I think everyone's ready for it. It's been getting so competitive at training. So I think all the frustrations of not playing have sort of built up to this moment. So I think everyone's pretty excited for tomorrow now.
What you're playing at home, you're playing against the Raiders. What about the home ground advantage? Tim and I have been talking about that. No crowds. Perhaps the umpires don't feel the pressure to make decisions when they've got 30,000 people screaming at them. What's your expectations running out there on Saturday night in front of an empty stand?
Yeah, I think they've done a little bit to change how it was in round two. I think round two, when we played away, it was very... There was just no atmosphere at all. I think they got an artificial crowd or something now and everything. But home ground advantage-wise, I don't know. I feel like we've been training on Amy. So just getting used to the dimensions of the field and getting used to training and sort of being on an empty stadium, I think that's an advantage. But yeah, there's no crowd, but you're still down here. You're not travelling same day of game. So I guess they're the things we have to take out of it and use to our advantage.
And how's the coach, Craig Bellamy? How's he been through this whole period when you've been able to get his players back? I mean, I'd imagine he would have been onto you all via, you know, social Zoom and all that sort of stuff, but getting back in front of him would have been a nice feeling, I'd reckon.
Yeah, I don't even think he downloaded Zoom until the last week of isolation, to be honest. I don't even know if he knows how to use it. he's been good. I think he's watched the first two rounds of us and Canberra about 20 times. So he definitely knows what trends they've got and what we're coming up against. So that's handy because he just shares it with us and makes sure we're ready. So, yeah, he's been good. I don't know. You can never really get a good gauge on him because he's always walking around and you don't know what he's up to. But you know he does the work, so he's good.
And Pap, my NRL spy tells me that you've been running around at training in a North Melbourne jumper. Is that right?
Yeah, we had a little musty day the other day, and we weren't allowed to wear American merchandise, so. A lot of the boys put out their AFL Guernseys, and I brought out the full kit and represent North Melbourne.
What number was on the back there, Pap?
Nah, nothing. I'm going to have to get a 17, though, aren't I?
17, that's Jasper Pillard.
Yeah, that's his man.
That's your man, I remember that now, indeed.
That's my man, that's it.
Hey, you know that we are right behind the storm and you're our man as well. We haven't been able to watch any live sport. We had a bit of a look yesterday, last night at Parramatta and Brisbane, but we're more interested on Saturday. So we're going to be riding very hard and Tim will be giving you a critique of your performance, particularly for us on Monday morning, Pap. So fire up for us, please.
Awesome. Thanks, bud. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, Paps. Ryan Pappenhausen. Melbourne we didn't Storm. See anything to worry about for the Melbourne Storm last night, did we, Gary, with the Eels or the Broncos? Got those two teams covered, do you think, or not?
Well, I did. When I only saw 4 minutes, saw one of the best tries I've seen. Not that I've seen a hell of a lot of tries in rugby league, but the sub Parramatta, Nipsey was running around and he balked the whole team. Got a good try. It was magnificent.
Sub Nipsey.
Melbourne Storm, you can follow them at Storm on Instagram and Twitter. So get right behind them if you don't mind. Mind that caller of the year can win a brand new Toyota Kaluga GX2 wheel drive. Buy your new Toyota online. You can search Toyota, order and collect. Let's throw the lines back open. We've got Don Scott still to come and Joshy Jenkins as well on Fun Friday.